Well, good morning, Harmon. How are you this morning?
Doing well. May I turn on a recorder and ask you some questions about issues facing veterans of the American Legion and so forth?
Absolutely.
Great. Okay. All right, recorder's on. I am recording us now, so here come the questions that I have. Can you give us a couple of the important issues facing veterans today, a couple of the top ones?
Well, I think I can, Harmon. As you know, the American Legion has been serving veterans since 1919, serving veterans and their families, and, of course, serving America. We have a couple mottos in the American Legion of, one, veterans, serving veterans, and the second one is veterans still serving America. So things that are of interest to the American Legion is, of course, the Appeals Modernization Act, which is legislation to help streamline the appeals process on claims that have been denied previously. You know, when a claim is denied, the veteran has a right of appeal. And of course, right now, Bill Harmon, the claims appeals process, there's about 80,000 claims still waiting to be adjudicated that are 5 years or more older. And I don't think that's what a grateful nation wants to treat their veterans that way. So the American Legion has supported H.R. 5620, which is a Claims Modernization Act. And of course, that was passed by the House probably about 3 to 4 weeks ago. And we're waiting for the 114th Congress to reconvene, that hopefully the Senate will act on that before year's end. And if not, we'll have to wait till the 115th Congress is convened for that to continue on. But that's to help to streamline those claims, those appeals on claims that those veterans have been waiting for so long.
I understand the National Commander is preparing to visit the Far East. Why is he doing that?
Well, Harmon, as you know, the American Legion is not just in the 50 states of the United States. We have American Legion post in the Western Pacific and also in Europe and Puerto Rico and Mexico. But we're going to go later this month on our Far East tour. We're going to start out by stopping in at Vietnam and do some MIA work, and then go on to the Philippines, as well as Korea, Okinawa, Guam, and of course end up in Hawaii for the December 7th observation of Pearl Harbor Day. And during that time, we're going to visit not only American Legion posts, members of the American Legion family, but also we have a large contingent of American servicemen, women over there and their families, and also to visit them and let them know that we appreciate what they're doing as well. So go ahead.
Oh, just wanted to ask, where can people find out more about the American Legion?
Well, Harmon, we got a wonderful web page. It's at www.legion.org. It's open to anybody who would like to pop in there and visit us to see what's going on about our programs, about our legislative priorities, about membership, if they're interested in becoming a member of the American Legion. Particularly the young folks that are still serving and just have completed their service. Also, if they want to find where American Legion Post is, there's a lot of information for anybody that might have a question about our organization.
Great. Okay, I think we're all set, and thanks very much for helping on this.
Well, thank you very much, Harmon, and we'd like to wish all the veterans on Veterans Day thank them for their service to our country. You know, veterans have invested in America, and also they've bonded together, and I think that's why they continue to have an interest, a concern in our country, in the future of our country, and also, and particularly, the men and women who have served is serving and will serve in the future. So thank you for the great opportunity.